This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, smile, life is good. And it is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We are going to have so much fun tonight. Yes, there are some heavy topics we have to discuss. And no, I'm not just talking about Whoopi Goldberg. We're going to have to dig into the illegals. What exactly is it? Why do they love them so much? We'll talk about that tonight. I will address the latest mess in D.C., Epstein, Bondi, Bongino, Cash Patel, Donald Trump, all kinds of new stuff today. Stories out there that Dan Bongino may resign, so I am going to get to that. I swear I will. After I deal with the illegal immigration stuff, I'm going to answer all your questions on all the Epstein stuff. I have emails that are wonderful, emails that are dark, hilarious, and we're going to have a blast tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that stuff, I'm going to talk about illegal immigration. Some of this will be a recap, but some of it may be hard to hear. Some of it may be new to you, but have you ever wondered why Democrats bring in so many? And once they get here, why do they fight so hard to keep them here? And let's understand something. Let's not be children about this. It's not about compassion. Come on now. These people were soulless demon politicians. It's not about compassion. It's not about the saintly immigrant. It's not about people picking strawberries. It's not about that. Why, even in the wake of ambushes on assault officers, even when you look at the poll numbers and see the American people want illegals deported, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat after Democrat talks like this.
And I want you to look at the people here. We're not alone. We're going to continue to protest. We're going to continue to show up. We are going to exercise our rights of a democracy because we will continue to fight for the democracy that we say we are in the United States of America.
That's her complaint. That's Delia Ramirez complaining about illegals being deported. Here's Julia Brownlee.
What we've really seen here is horrific. It shouldn't be this way. It is vulgar. It's un-American. This is not what we are about here.
She's responding to ICE raiding a marijuana farm in California where they found illegal immigrant child labor. Slaves. Child slaves. She's mad. This is the Attorney General from Maryland.
If you want federal transportation dollars, you've got to cooperate with ICE. And Maryland refuses to.
Hey, Chris, do we have audio that's actually audio? Because whatever that was sounds like it was coming from Pluto. Let me try this again. You hear this, Chris, number 14?
If you want federal transportation dollars, you've got to cooperate with ICE.
This guy sounds really dark. I'll tell you what, we'll move on. We'll come back to this. Don't worry, I have plenty, Chris. This is the mayor of Oxnard, California.
I've talked about these operations before, how I personally feel they're unjust, unwarranted, and just unnecessary, and it's creating a lot of distress.
Again, that's in response to a marijuana farm with child slaves. You want me to keep going? Culver City, California. Listen to what they just did.
Providing daily sustenance for people who do not have income coming in will go further, as commented here.
$50,000 grant to what? To nonprofits. For what? To deliver food to illegals who are hiding in their homes. Why? Here's another one. This is from
Fox News.
The federal judge in this case has issued a tentative decision that goes against the Trump administration. That's according to our sources who have reviewed that initial tentative ruling. Now, Fox is told that federal judge Mame Awusi Mensah Frimpong, a Biden appointee.
Oh, Miss Mensah Frimpong. She wants all these illegals to stay. She's coming out and she said, you can't raid Home Depot anymore. Why? Remember these basic facts and you will understand it. Evil tyrants have forever, forever imported foreigners to replace patriotic citizens. This is not an American concept. It's not a Western civilization concept. I've read you before the quote from Plato talking about evil tyrants preferring to dine with foreigners because foreigners don't have that pesky patriotism thing. They're not going to worry about holding the tyrant to account for his tyranny. You hand them a free job, a $500 Visa card, a nice room at the Roosevelt Hotel, and the foreigner will vote for you and support you forever. Patriotic Americans won't. Therefore, if you're a Democrat, it's a simple equation. I am a Democrat. I hate America. I'm trying to burn it down. These annoying patriotic Americans won't let me. What to do? What to do? Well, I'll go grab 20 million people from Venezuela. They'll let me do what I want. And I heard an estimate today, and I'm not telling you this is accurate. I'm going to stress this because I don't think you can gauge what I'm about to say. It was just an estimate. I heard an estimate today that Democrats, if illegals in this country were deported, Democrats would lose 20 to 30 seats in the House of Representatives. That teeny tiny GOP majority, we can barely get anything passed. And when we do, it sucks because the majority is too slim. That teeny tiny GOP majority becomes a massive majority where you can pretty much pass whatever you want if illegals stop getting counted in the census, which keeps Democrats in the United States House of Representatives. And that's just the United States House of Representatives. All we can do is really guess about this. How many Democrat seats in this country, federal, state, local, disappear and change hands without foreigners? I don't have a number. You don't have a number. But it's a lot. And Democrats know it. You could show Democrats poll numbers that show 95% of the American people want illegals deported, and they won't move an inch. You think they don't know this reporting?
And there's real uniformity here. That's what I really think you see. You see real uniformity. Deported all immigrants who are here illegally, 55% of the New York Times, Marquette 64%, CBS News 57%, ABC News with a slightly different question, 56%. So what you're seeing is...
You think Democrats don't read those poll numbers? Even Jasmine Crockett can read. They know those poll numbers. They've read them. They're aware that their hard stance on it is unpopular. They're aware that we have 300,000 plus, by the way, the number is well north of that. It's well north probably of 2 to 3 million, according to my sources. But children in this country working as slaves.
As you know, 300,000 children are missing, right? 300,000 under Biden. We've already gotten back 10,000 of those children, and we have a lot more planned to come back. We're getting them back.
They know about that, too. They're not worried about that. They have spent decade after decade, often with the aid of Republicans like James Lankford of Oklahoma, they have spent decade after decade after decade bringing in as many people as possible from everywhere. And you know what? To their credit, they haven't been selective about it. They've been quite open. From Haiti? Sure. Venezuela? Sounds good. Mexico? Oh, of course. A bunch of African countries? Bring them on in. Pakistan? Yep. Afghanistan? You bet. Tajikistan? You name it. They want them all here. because there's one thing all these illegals have in common. They don't love America like you do. And to love your country is to not vote for Democrats. I didn't say it means voting for Republicans because Republicans suck so often. I'm not saying that at all. But you cannot sit down and say you love America and then vote for the party who works day and night to replace Americans and burn the country to ash. And you know who knows that? Democrats do. Their entire power base erodes from underneath them with the deportation of illegals, and they know it. Remember that. Now I will deal with, gosh, we're never going to be able to stop talking about this. All your Epstein questions, including the FBI stuff, Pam Bondi, I'm going to deal with all that in a moment. Then we'll get to other Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Before we get to any of those, we have bad people all around us. You know that. It's in the news every single day. And it becomes so, we become separate from it, don't we? Because it's always a news story we read. Oh, did you see that girl? She got assaulted when she was jogging. It becomes a little clip on social media where we see some security footage of some animal attacking a lady in a parking lot. And we think to ourselves, wow, that's really sad. But what we don't do is realize that could be you. That could be your daughter, your dad, your mom, your husband, your wife. What do you carry that will stop you from being the next star of security cam footage? I'm telling you right now, every single person listening to the sound of my voice should be carrying a Byrna launcher. They're non-lethal, so even if you don't like guns, that's fine. They shoot tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. You can hate guns. That's fine. Everyone can carry a Byrna, and they're legal everywhere, all 50 states. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And there are so many questions, and there's drama in D.C. and crazy stuff happening. And so we are going to start tackling that before we get to your other Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I promised you, as I always do, the Friday show belongs to you. All 3 hours, I answer your questions. So even if there's something I want to move on from, if you don't, we don't. So let's tackle them. I'm going to do 4 of these, and I think that should encompass about all my thoughts on the matter. I'm going to do 4 more of these Pam Bondi, Epstein, FBI things, and then we're motoring right along. Here it is. Jesse, I got pure talk and Byrna. Good man. What happened to the hundreds of pages on Pam Bondi's desk? Well, let me just answer this one again, not insulting you. I know people listen at different times and can listen for different lengths of time. In my opinion, and I think a lot of what we've heard now has kind of backed that up, Pam Bondi overpromised. Pam Bondi, look, there's a reason we put up the Pam Bondi Fox News counter. That wasn't an insult to Fox News. That was an insult to Pam Bondi. She got to be Attorney General of the United States of America. We all want people, powerful people, held to account. You want it. I want it. Every time I turn on the news, Pam Bondi's on there doing an interview. What are you doing? Get back to the office. I don't need you on Fox News. Send a spokesman for that. And I think that she thought she was going to be a hero to the right. Who doesn't want to be a hero? Men, women, everybody dreams of being a hero in some way, saving someone, being cheered for, being applauded. Remember, do you remember? A lot of people have kind of forgotten about this. Remember the binders? The first Pam Bondi screw up when it came to Jeffrey Epstein was she invited a bunch of people on the right, a bunch of, you know, podcasters, people with big platforms, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people who are friends of mine. And she said, hey, come to the White House and we'll give you the goods. We're going to give you the goods on Epstein. We'll give you all the information. They sat in a room in the White House conference room, and they got these binders from Pam Bondi. hey, finally, you can reveal the goods. Okay, good, good, good. They all got photographed leaving the White House. They're holding up the binders. We're finally going to get him. And then they open up the binders, and it was really nothing. It was a bunch of stuff we kind of already knew, some flight log stuff. But as I've said before, flight logs don't prove anything. Lots of people fly on private jets who aren't criminals. Even Jeffrey Epstein. That doesn't prove anything. It was a bunch of nothing stuff. And we looked and we thought, hey, what's this? And a lot of people got mad at those people who were holding the binders. But if you talk to any of them, and I do, you know who they were mad at? Pam Bondi. They said, hey, Pam Bondi told me that she was going to give me the goods. I didn't know what was in the binder. And she hands me this binder. And I'm thinking I've got the goods and I'm going to be able to release it on my show or whatever. And there's nothing in it. Now I look like an idiot. Okay. Then let's go back to what was said on the news. Fox News guy asks her, hey, the client list, is it on your desk? And she says, it's on my desk. Now she didn't use the word client list. He did, but you know what was on her desk? Paperwork. Now, let's stop for just a moment. Pause on this for a moment. Jeffrey Epstein has already been convicted of a crime. Remember, he was waiting trial for another one, but he had already been through the legal system and convicted of a crime. Now, I am not a lawyer. I do sadly know a bunch of them. Have you ever been involved in a trial of any kind? As a lawyer or an observer, maybe you've been on a jury. I was on a jury. Remember that funny story of when I was jury foreman when I was younger? We won't go into the details of that right now. But something that really blew me away was the volume of paperwork. Volume of paperwork. Stacks and stacks and stacks of statements here and statements there and this receipt and that thing and this is cataloged this way. Stacks of paperwork. Did Pam Bondi have hundreds of pages of Jeffrey Epstein stuff on her desk? I have no doubt about it. I'm sure she did. Did Pam Bondi go on TV and not necessarily say, but she kind of did say, hey, I'm going to give it to you. Well, Pam Bondi very clearly hadn't gone through that file. You could get busted for a DUI. Please don't do that, by the way. And challenge it in court. And take it to a trial of some kind. And there would be a thick file of paperwork for something as simple as a DUI. I remember when I was a Marine Corps cop for about 6 months. They made me. It wasn't my choice. But when I was a Marine Corps cop for about 6 months, you know what I hated the most? The paperwork. Every cop listening right now, every cop is nodding his head. The volume of paperwork. I remember showing up, some dude got his CDs stolen from his barracks room. I have like 10 pages of paperwork to fill out. Oh, I'm sure she had a bunch of papers on her desk. And yes, she made it sound to you and to me like she had the goods. She hadn't gone through that yet. There were no goods. There were statements and depositions and this and that, but there were no goods. She made you think there were, though. All right, that's that one. Let's do a couple more, then we're moving on. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing, absolutely amazing Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And remember, you can still email us if you miss us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't yell at me. I will be gone on Monday. I'll do Medal of Honor Tuesday. And no, I cannot blame this one on the suits. This is totally on me. I have to go do a thing. It may involve beavers. Either way, I'll get back on Tuesday and I'll let you know exactly what's going on. Jesse, I'm only doing a few more of these and then I'm moving on. So I'm done talking about this stuff. But I know with the new drama today with Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi and the FBI and everything else, I know it's on your mind. Clearly it's on your mind. Half the emails were about it. Jesse, play devil's advocate for me. What do you imagine could be an important enough reason to justify shutting down the Epstein case? Something having to do with national security? Obviously, the Trump administration is going to take a lot of heat for how they handled this. What would, in their mind, make it worth it and worth keeping the Epstein stuff secret? Okay, so let's walk through this, because this is going to be a lot of theorizing. And I'm going to say something that's going to sound like I'm shamelessly promoting myself. And don't get me wrong, I love doing that. I'm one of my favorite people. But I'm not promoting myself. On my TV show, I do a TV show on the First TV every single weeknight. I've had Mike Benz on many, many times before. Mike Benz. Go find, it's on my YouTube channel, at Jesse Kelly DC. It's all free, by the way. All this is free. It's even on the podcast feed. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. It's on the podcast feed with the radio stuff. Find my latest interview with Mike Benz. Let me walk you through. This is a summary, but let me walk you through what Mike told me. Mike has been combing through all the documents we do have access to, and we do have access to a lot. And what Mike Benz has told me is this, and you really need to watch the interview. It's 20, 25 minutes, or listen to it. You don't need to watch it. It's 20, 25 minutes. What he lays out is this. He does not believe Jeffrey Epstein worked for the FBI, worked with the FBI. Mike Benz believes Jeffrey Epstein worked for and with the CIA. I asked Mike, I said, hey, what about this blackmail stuff? Believe it or not, Mike pushed back on that. And here's why. Here's, again, I'm framing what he said. Go listen to what he said just in case I'm misinterpreting it. But this is pretty much what he said. He said, listen, Jesse, I understand all the blackmail stuff. I do. I understand what people think about that. But Jeffrey Epstein, since the 80s, I'll get back to this in a minute, since the 80s, so that's what, it's 40 years, since the 80s, has been working hand in hand with the CIA, including involvement in the Iran-Contra stuff under Ronald Reagan. We're talking meetings, arms dealers, financial things like that. He said, if this guy was blackmailing powerful people, it would have gotten out, and he would have cost himself the ability to continue being the CIA's point man on things. To which, as you can imagine, my eyebrows perked up and I said, what? So let me explain it like this. If I'm Jeffrey Epstein, and let's say a president of the United States of America, we'll call him Smil Smitten. Let's say he comes to join me on my island. And on this island, I bring in a bunch of kids and stuff. I'm not going to go into the details. It's really gross. But I bring in a bunch of women, girls, whoever they may be. I bring them in on the island. I get damaging video and tapes of Smil Smitten. And, you know, maybe I did. Could I blackmail him for something with that? There's no question about it. Of course I could. Hey, Bill, got this tape. You don't want this to get out, right? Yeah, I need $10 million. I could blackmail him, of course. But Smil Smitten is a powerful man. How quickly does word get out to other powerful men that I'm a blackmailer? And once that word gets out, how many more powerful men are going to come join me on my island? Let's come back to what we were discussing. Jeffrey Epstein worked so closely with... Remember, the CIA is of the State Department. Those are one and the same. The CIA works, frankly, for, underneath the State Department. They gather intelligence for the State Department. It's part of what Marco Rubio has been doing since he's been in there, trying to get all these people back under control. Hey, you don't run your own thing. I run things around. That's what he's been doing. The State Department gave Jeffrey Epstein a New York mansion that they had seized from, I forget what the foreign power was, maybe Pakistan, somewhere. They gave it to Jeffrey Epstein. What do you have to do on behalf of the State Department to have them hand you a house? And I believe Mike told me it was the second biggest mansion in New York at the time. It wasn't some tiny little home, a mansion. Hey, Jeffrey, here you go. Thank you for your services. If Jeffrey Epstein really was Central Intelligence Agency instead of FBI, that brings us back to one of your questions. What if it has something to do with national security? What if it does? What if Jeffrey Epstein, on top of being a horrible human being and working with other horrible human beings, what if Jeffrey Epstein was doing things on behalf of the United States of America we don't want to get out? That's how that goes. Coast that way. It's happened many, many, many times before. Maybe it was. Look, a lot of these are going to be maybes. If we're dealing with a spy agency, all you and I are going to be able to do is traffic in maybes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know this and know that. When I know something, I tell you. When I suspect something, I tell you. If something's a theory, I tell you. I don't know. Now, as far as Trump goes, Trump is a human being like anybody else. And Trump has many times before stood by somebody who wasn't popular when he stood by them. Now, I know I get your emails. I know you get frustrated when Donald Trump endorses Lindsey Graham. So do I. You know, you get frustrated by these things. I get that. And you, at least in the past, he's so much better at it now, used to get frustrated with Donald Trump's hires because his first administration was so full of dirtballs. This one is much tighter, much better run. But why would he hire these unbelievable scumbags his first term? Like Omarosa. Everybody and their brother hates that woman. And nobody thinks she's trustworthy. Donald Trump stands by his people, oftentimes to a point where it hurts him. I think Donald Trump thinks Pam Bondi has been good and loyal and decent. And I think Donald Trump, even if he knows, and I'm sure he does know, that Pam Bondi really messed this up. Either she covered something up or she fumbled something up. She did something up. I think that's why he jumped in at that press conference to defend her. That's not a great bit of audio for Trump. Hey, drop the Epstein stuff. This is crazy. But I think that's what you're seeing. And all right, we'll do a couple more then we're out of here. No, we're not out of here. I just mean we're going to move on to other stuff that's less icky. In fact, I'm going to get both these questions done next time. Before we do that, let me get to this. You want to feel better all the time. Better mood all the time. Well, that's what natural herbal supplements can do for you. Now, I've told you many times about Chalk's Male Vitality Stack and Female Vitality Stack, and they're all natural pre-workout and things like that, but sometimes people will go to the website, chalk.com, chok.com, and they'll think, I'm not sure if I want to take... Let me just do this for you. Chalk lit powder. It's just a bag of chalk lit powder. You'll see it's just a bag. 1 month. Start every single day for a month with that in a glass of milk or even water or a smoothie in the morning. And tell me you're not interested in getting some more chalk in your life. Call them or text them, 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. By the grace of God, coming to the end of the Epstein questions and moving on to other Ask Dr. Jesse stuff on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. But look, I don't mean to be mean. That if it's on your mind, then I'm answering it. Like I said, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday belongs to you, not me. So let's wrap up a couple more of these and check out of here. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jesse, I just watched your latest tube about Epstein. Tube? Oh, that's probably YouTube. See, I forget that there are people that maintain the YouTube channel. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel and get a lot of this stuff. All this stuff's free, remember, at Jesse Kelly DC on YouTube. Anyway, the evidence / client list has not been destroyed. It's much too valuable to somebody. It would be dumb to destroy it, but we will never see it because they're all in on it and so on and so forth. What do you think? You know, I can't tell you you're wrong, and he is subject to this one is you're dead wrong, Oracle. Let me correct you on that. You don't know that I'm wrong, and I don't know that you're wrong. Neither of us know. I have told you that my theory is the powerful people, they destroy the evidence that would send them to jail or make them look bad, because that's what powerful people always do. But I don't know. It's my theory. You might be right. They might still have it stashed in their back pocket somewhere. You could easily be right. I'm not pretending like I know more about that piece of evidence than you know. What I do know is the whole history of the world says that powerful people destroy evidence that could hold them to account. That's what the history of the world tells me. That's what I do know. I don't know that happened here. I don't know. I'm going to say something. And look, Pam Bondi's being dragged through the mud, and there's all these threats, and I'm quitting and fired, and she's fired, and he's fired. I'm not going to address all that stuff right now. I'm not doing a bunch of breaking news garbage with that right now. I'm not doing it. But what I'm about to say is not to defend Pam Bondi, because she overpromised, she underdelivered, and now she's catching it. Maybe Pam Bondi never saw the evidence because it was gone. Now, maybe she did and she covered it up. I don't know. I don't know. But we don't know. Look, when you look at things like this, this is a headline. This is a real headline. Epstein prison video. How they put the prison video out? It showed his door. The Epstein prison door the night he was murdered was allegedly modified before being made public. And here's the actual quote from the report. Metadata embedded in the, this is from Mediate, by the way. Metadata embedded in the video analyzed by Wired and independent video forensic experts shows that rather than being a direct export from the prison surveillance system, the footage was modified, likely using the professional editing tool Adobe Premiere Pro. The file appears to have been assembled from at least two source clips, saved multiple times, exported, and then uploaded to the DOJ website, where it was presented as raw footage. I'm not a technical person. I don't know what half of that crap means, but it sounds bad, doesn't it? Sounds bad. Hey, we got the raw footage. Wait a minute. That footage has been edited. We'll look into it. Looks bad. Final one. And we're done with all this. Jesse, why doesn't Pam / Cash Bongino save their credibility and just say the truth and throw the crooked FBI under the bus and say the evidence of the Epstein case was all gone when they got to the office? Well, final word on this. Do you remember what I told you about Dan Bongino and the FBI? But I wake up every day and I look at my phone for maybe a text message or maybe just a headline, Dan Bongino stepping down. If Dan Bongino steps down, especially if it's over the next year, it can't be saved. He doesn't believe he can save it because he's not going to sit there and do nothing. If he throws his hands up and says, screw it, I'm done, that'll tell you it can't be fixed. If Dan Bongino walks, and there are about
10,000 news reports today saying Dan Bongino's going to walk. If Dan Bongino walks, that will tell you everything you need to know. Well, here it is, right here.
Sources tell CNN that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told people that he's considering resigning amid a major clash between the FBI and DOJ over the continued fallout from the release, or lack thereof, of the Jeffrey Epstein memo.
Already. I mean, look. I told you, the old Oracle told you how this was going to go. Just because you take over and you're in charge of a large, evil, corrupt organization doesn't mean you can fix it. If I put you in charge of the Colombo family of New York, if I put you in charge of the Colombo family tomorrow, could you clean it up? How would you do that? You're going to call all the capos in there, all the soldiers in there, and say, hey, guys, no more crimes. If I put you in charge of the Hell's Angels, you're the new president. You're going to gather all those tough guys in a bar and say, hey, fellas, I just want to let you know, the gun running, the drugs, the everything else, the violence, it stops here. We're cleaning this up. I never for once thought the criminal organization known as the FBI could be saved by new management. And I told you to watch for Dan Bongino leaving. And I'll tell you something else. Little rumor. I'm hearing word that it's not just Dan threatening to leave. It's Cash too. Did you know that? You can't take over a criminal organization and make it good. The FBI cannot be saved. Defund it, fire everybody, demo the building, and forget it ever existed. Let's move on finally from all this and talk about other things. What about Trump and them going after blue areas for illegals? Is that a mistake? I'll tell you what's a mistake. Not taking advantage of Hillsdale giving out free education. That's a mistake. When Hillsdale College is offering no-cost courses for everybody, for you and me, on your computer, on your phone, no cost, why wouldn't you do that? There's something there for everybody. Ancient history freaks? Yep. They have us covered. If you want to learn about capitalism, they have an understanding capitalism course there. You will know more about economics than you can imagine. You name it, they have it. Athens, Sparta, the Constitution, the Book of Genesis. The amazing Hillsdale College doesn't take all that wisdom and hide it. They give as much as they can for free. All you have to do is go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse and take advantage. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Is Trump making a mistake getting illegals in blue states? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.